today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum and welcome. Welcome to this special episode of today's special that is in the commemoration of Imam al-Jawad's birthday. Yes, today is the birthday anniversary of our dear Imam, Imam Jawad, peace be upon him. Today is 9th of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, 2nd of Bahman, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and 22nd of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar, with thousands of congratulations on the birthday of our dear Imam, Imam Jawad, peace be upon him. We learn about the birth of Imam al-Jawad. More than 40 years have passed since the life of Ali ibn Musa Reza, peace be upon him, the 8th Imam, but he did not have a son. This was a source of sadness and concern for Shiites, as they believed, based on the narrations from the Prophet, may Allah bless him and his family, and the infallible Imams, that the 9th Imam would be the son of the 8th Imam. They were eagerly awaiting the birth of a son from Imam Reza, peace be upon him, and would sometimes approach him and ask him to pray to Allah Almighty for a son. The Imam would kindly respond by saying, Allah will bless me with a son who will be my heir and the Imam after me. Finally, Muhammad al-Jawad, peace be upon him, was born on the 10th day of the month of Rajab in the year 195 after Hijrah. He was named Muhammad and his kunya was Abu Ja'far, and his most famous titles were At-Taqi and al-Jawad. The news of his birth brought joy and happiness to the Shiite community and strengthened faith and belief. This was because the uncertainty that had arisen in the hearts of some Shiites due to the delayed birth of this noble Imam had finally ended. We express our congratulations to all of you, dear Shia brothers and sisters, on the birthday anniversary of Imam Jawad, peace be upon him.
Imam Muhammad al-Jawad salawatullahi alayhi. This great Imam, who offers so many lessons for us, who continues to be our spiritual guide. When we examine the life of al-Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, we find that indeed he demonstrated to the Muslim world, to the entire world, that the Almighty God chooses His representatives and chooses the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. When Al-Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam was born, it was a great relief and a blessing for the Shia. Here's why. Al-Imam Ridha alayhi salam had now exceeded the age of 40. He was in his mid-40s, and yet he did not have a child. This made many of his followers uneasy. Who is the next imam? We have 12 imams. Al-Imam Rida alayhi salam is the 8th imam. He's already well into his 40s and he does not have a son who would continue the line of imama. This also allowed the enemies of Al-Imam Rida alayhi salam to propagate the idea that the imama has ended with Al-Imam Rida. That's it. You just have 8 imams. We don't have any other imam. Because Al-Imam Rida is now in his mid-40s and he doesn't have any children. He does not have a son who would continue the imama. Many people felt disturbed. Some of the followers of Al-Imam Rida, some of the Shia would come privately tell him, "Oh Imam, we are uneasy. Is there going to be an imam after you?" The Imam alayhi salam would tell them, "Be patient. Yes, there will. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that the timing is right, Allah will grant me a son. Don't worry about that." Finally, in the year 195, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed this ummah with Al-Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam. When Al-Imam Al-Jawad was born, Al-Imam Rida alayhi salam was so jubilant, so happy. And he said, "There is no newborn in Islam that has a greater blessing than my son Muhammad."
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate Celebrate Let's celebrate Allah Allah Thank you for this day
Evidence of the Imam's knowledge as a child After Imam Reza's martyrdom, the Abbasid ruler Ma'mun relocated his headquarters to Baghdad. One day Ma'mun went hunting on the outskirts of town. After he passed the city limits, he saw a group of young boys playing, while another boy was standing near them. As Ma'mun approached, all the boys ran away except for the 9-year-old boy who had been standing there. Ma'mun then came closer and asked the boy, "You young men, what stopped you from running away as your friends did?" The boy replied promptly, "My friend ran away out of fear, while the thoughts of you should be positive in the sense that the one who is not at the fault should not run away from you, and the road was not too narrow such that I should move to the side." Ma'mun was impressed by the young man's words and radiant features. "What is your name, young man?" asked Ma'mun. The boy responded with the memory of his poisoned father still fresh in his mind. "Muhammad, son of Ali al-Rida." The 9th Imam Muhammad, son of Ali, was the first among the 12 Immaculate Imams to actively begin his role as divine representative while still a child. How was this possible? Even when Imam al-Jawad was only 3, Imam Reza defended the future Imam, saying, "What is wrong with that? Indeed, Jesus fulfilled the proof as a witness upon creation when he was less than 3 years old. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of our dear Imam, Imam al-Jawad, peace be upon him. You're listening to today's special on a special occasion.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard. Each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word.
I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
Salient features of Imam al-Jawad's life. One of the biggest challenges that faced the early Shia community was identifying the next imam, particularly for those who are not close confidants with the preceding imam. This was evident during the time immediately after the martyrdom of Imam Reza, peace be upon him. When his father passed away, Imam al-Jawad was quite young, and the dilemma was the first of its kind for the Shia, as they had to confirm through his knowledge and piety whether he was truly the representative of Allah on earth. Though we have reports from Imam Reza, for instance, which state Abu Ja'far Muhammad al-Jawad is the successor after me, these statements were not accessible far and wide to the broader community.
Why is it that the birth of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was even more significant than the birth of other imams? First of all, it demonstrated to everyone that the line of imama will continue. When people started to have doubts that the line of imama will end, the birth of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam represented the continuation of imama after people started to doubt that. Secondly, we find that Al-Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam assumed the leadership at a very young age. And this is a very important point that we should explore here. When Al-Imam Al-Ridha alayhi salam was martyred, Al-Imam Al-Jawad was only 8 years old. So at the age of 8, he officially became the imam. Many people were shocked. A young boy, only 8 years old, is going to be the imam and lead this ummah and carry the knowledge of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi and the knowledge of the Quran. How is that even possible? Yes, it is possible. Al-Imam Ridha alayhi salam would tell his companions that just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired baby Jesus, and just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that Prophet Yahya received divine wisdom when he was a young boy, وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحُكْمَ صَبِيًّا, Allah has also inspired my son to lead this ummah and to carry the divine knowledge. Everyone was shocked. This young boy is now the next imam. How is that even possible? Even some of the Shia found this difficult to accept. I'm going to follow a young boy at the age of 8 years old. This is unprecedented. All previous imams were much older than that. How is that even possible? But Al-Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam demonstrated to the world that he carried knowledge no one had. At a young age, he demonstrated that indeed it is God who chooses his representatives.
Our time is over now. Thousands of congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Imam al-Jawad, peace be upon him. Happy Eid and Allah bless all of you. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam.